Today, if a person wants to learn to fly a plane, there are many options of places you can go to get your license. But in the early years of aviation, not only were the options fewer, but the opportunities were closed to some because of the color of their skin. This is the story of a man who was an overcomer. It's next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
James Banning grew up in rural Oklahoma in the 19-teens. As Alex Pfeiffer explains, he had a big opportunity awaiting him in Ames, Iowa.
He came to Iowa State around 1918 when he graduated high school. He came here for electrical engineering. He was a motorhead. He was getting into cars. Back then, cars and airplanes were just the new thing. You know, they're both using the same engines and a lot of the same parts.
Banning dropped out of college after just a couple of semesters and opened a mechanics shop. Soon, he was becoming a pioneer in flight.
He was able to find a retired World War I vet down in Des Moines that would give him flying lessons because he was black and a lot of people didn't want to do it, didn't want to bother with it. But he was able to find Raymond Fisher, get those lessons, and that kind of got him going.
It was difficult for many African Americans to find someone to teach them to fly in that era. Not only did Banning become a pilot, but he is a notable first.
He's known as the first African-American to get his commercial pilot's license from the Department of Commerce. So there were obviously earlier black flyers than him. I mean, Bessie Coleman's a very well-known one that was flying in the teens, and she had to go over to France to learn how to fly.
Banning moved to the West Coast, but never forgot his time in Iowa. You can see that fact in the plane he flew.
He bought an airplane in the mid-20s and named it Miss Ames, which we just love. We're building about a four-foot replica of that that's going to be hanging in our new museum.
You can see it at the Ames History Museum. And it was that plane, Miss Ames, that would become quite notable.
The big thing he did was in the 1932, there was a $1,000 prize to be the first African-Americans to fly transcontinental.
Banning had his eye on the prize, and the outcome is next time as we travel the countryside. In Ames, Iowa, I'm Andrew McRae.